guess I'm supposed to start off saying I have nothing to declare. So I did a nutrition environment assessment in North Dakota, in Fargo, North Dakota, and this data is actually from that assessment. This is basically the leftover stuff that I couldn't get any professor to look at, so I kind of did it myself. So this is entitled Assessing Healthful Food Choices and Nutritional Information on Kids' Menus. Again, I have nothing to declare again, and some background information. I read that about 46%, or this is an estimate of family food expenditures, are spent on food and beverages outside the home. And what I understood was that this does not include meals at school. This is just dining out at restaurants. So with, you know, families eating out so much, children or school-aged children are consuming about 1/4 of their meals away from home. And this is even higher in older children. So with families eating out so much, you know, are they getting the recommended fruit and vegetables? I use the American Heart Association because a lot of the stuff that I do, besides built environment stuff, is I also do a lot of heart-healthy research as well. So if their families are eating out so much, are children getting the recommended fruits and vegetable consumption, and are they meeting the recommended calorie intake, or are they going over those calorie intake? And if we have availability of fruit and vegetables for children, then they could meet those recommendations, and if, you know, the meals are relatively low in calories, then they may not exceed those calorie recommendations for at least a healthy heart. So this slide just shows what I did here was I found a full-service restaurant, a fast-food restaurant online, looked at their menus, and kind of did a really crude calorie and fat range and carb range and sodium range. You know, basically on the full size, it was basically a grilled chicken platter with steamed broccoli that did not include soda. And I compared that to cheese pizza and apple dippers from a restaurant. You can see the difference in calories from the two. And with fast food, you know, this was from a company that has two golden humps. I don't want to name any restaurants or anything. So you can see their calorie range, or this was a Forest Peaks Chicken Nuggets with their apple dippers and 1% milk, was roughly about 325 calories compared to their just regular hamburgers and french fries and soda, about 630 calories. So we can see that there's quite a difference between calories and fat and carbs on menus. But is this stuff being put on the menu? Is it being advertised on the menu? You know, do parents have that information to make a choice for their children? So we can see here an example of a menu. This is, you know, we got hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, chicken fingers, grilled cheese. You know, get free french fries. It's great. You know, some people consider french fries a vegetable, you know. And you got, you know, your free soda. You know, there's no milk. There's no juice or nothing like that. Again, here's another example of a menu in Fargo. You know, at least this one has the choice of a side salad or a side of fruit. But again, you know, they're advertising soda and cookies. And the main dishes there are relatively high in fat and calories because you got fried foods and, you know, macaroni and cheese. Again, this is from a Mexican restaurant. You know, again, you know, tacos, burritos, you know, but what's the nutritional content? You know, there's no, there's nothing about milk or anything like that, so it's just soda. And for fast food, the reason why I have a picture of this right here, no restaurant in Fargo will allow me to take a picture of their board. So I paid some mom and her kid $5 to take a picture of the kid's meal. So this is what basically a fast food restaurant would pretty much would offer, even though some are starting to offer apples and stuff now. So basically the study examined kids' restaurant menus to determine if they are promoting or offering helpful menu choices, and if they provide nutritional information in Fargo. So my methods is a location, again, I did in Fargo, North Dakota. And Fargo is about a little over 100,000 people. The area is kind of growing really fast, especially now that they discovered oil in North Dakota. So Fargo is basically 1/6 of the population of North Dakota. I reviewed 128 restaurants within the area, and that's about 80% participation rate. I visited the restaurants between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., and I avoided the lunch hour. And this data was collected between February and August of 2009. I divided up restaurants by type of restaurant, full service. Full service was pretty much defined as offering table service with the wait staff. So basically when you sat down, someone waited on you the entire time. Compared to fast food, which was minimal service, you ordered at a counter, you paid at a counter, you took it and sat down, or you ordered at a counter, you paid at the counter, and someone brought it to you, but relatively quickly. And I used the Nutrition Environment Measure Survey for children. Pretty much I just went straight down the list, answered yes or no with the questions, and I did add a question, is there any nutritional information available on site? And for that question, we exhausted every avenue possible for nutritional information. We looked for it on billboards, we looked for it underneath the below tray wrappers. We even asked a worker and the manager if they had any type of nutritional information. So what we determined as a healthy choice, we pretty much went in blind. We didn't bring any type of nutritional information with us. So what we considered a healthy entree was the term, if the menu used the term baked, broiled, or grilled. So if they had the term baked, broiled, or grilled next to their main dish, we considered it a healthy choice. We wanted to see if they had any free, low-fat or fat-free milk of 1% or less, and white milk only, not chocolate milk. Because chocolate milk has a lot of sugar in it. We looked for 100% fruit juice, not juice drink. For desserts, we wanted to see if they offered fruit cups or low-fat or low-sugar desserts. And for side dishes, we wanted to see if they had non-fried vegetables without added sauce, and fresh or canned fruit without any added sugar. And from analysis here, I use SPSS 17, pretty much the descriptive statistics that were generated for all categories in Table 1, and then I generated separately for a restaurant type. I used chi-square to determine the differences between restaurant type, and my p-value was set at 0.05. So my results. So 29.6% of all restaurants in Fargo offered some type of nutritional information for children. So basically about a third. As for on the menu, only 2.3% offered it on the menu. Rather, it's available, you know, in a brochure or on the menu. It's in Fargo, at least, there's still a big debate if it should be offered on the menu or in a brochure. For healthy entrees, 46.7 of the restaurants offer some type of healthy entree, and we look for those three words again: baked, grilled, or broiled. 100% did offer some, or not 100, I'm sorry, 6.9% offer some type of fruit juice. As for milk, only 32%. And obviously, this was no big surprise, 93.7% offered unhealthy free drink refills on soda pop. For healthy side items, 48.4% offer some type of fresh fruit or vegetable along those lines. We asked the question also for substituting a healthy side for an unhealthy side, and 17.9% offered that. For healthy sides, for a healthy assigned side, so basically what this was, when you ordered your child's menu or child's meal, did it come with a healthy side or did it come with any type of fruit or vegetable? And 8.5% of those meals, you know, from the menus did. For unhealthy desserts, automatically included, 10% of the menus looked at, offered that. And for healthy dessert offered on the menu, only 9% of restaurants from Fargo offered some type of healthy dessert. And we looked at comparing full service to fast food. Fast food, there was a significant difference between the nutritional information, and fast food offered more nutritional information than sit down. However, there was no significant difference for offering it on kids' menu. On the menu, for milk, there was a significant difference. You know, fast food restaurants offered milk more often than sit down restaurants. And we found this kind of a little odd, so we thought it would be the other way around. Some other differences was unhealthy dessert automatically included. Fast food restaurants offered unhealthy desserts that were automatically included more often than full service, but the fast food did offer healthy desserts more often, and we did consider those apple dippers or apple fries that are coming out now as a choice to be a healthy dessert. So some concluding remarks is, fast food versus full service, fast food offered nutritional information, low-fat milk, and healthy dessert items more often. We felt that when we went in that this would be the opposite. But we found, you know, something different. However, the results still show that restaurants still need to provide some type of nutritional information on the menu. Because rather, it's an argument, do you let your child choose their menu or do you let the parent? Okay, I don't have kids, so I can't make that remark yet. And I'm not a dietitian. Okay, I'm just a researcher. So we feel that if there's nutritional information available, the parent could probably make an informed choice for their kid. So, and I always get asked, what's a good example of a healthy kid's choice? And this, you know, we got a turkey sandwich with apples and milk. Obviously, it's low in calories, low in fat. So, preferences, have any questions?
Are there any questions for our presenter?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any move toward, like, from a policy standpoint, in terms of requiring additional labeling on menus or in the restaurants in some place?
I think New York is pushing for something. She asked if there's any type of move with labeling stuff on menus for restaurants. If you're nodding your head, yes. So New York is doing something.
Yes. I know in Philadelphia, in the city of Philadelphia, it's required. But it's not necessarily throughout the state. So
okay.
It depends on where places have locations. You know, if it's a chain that has a few locations, they've done it because they had to, and then it's sort of available other places. But I wasn't sure what effect, if any, that has on where you guys are.
Well, in Fargo, they're pushing for a healthy child initiative, and one of the parts of the initiative is to put nutritional information on kids' menu. And this is just for Fargo. It's not for the whole state.